What's going on? How's everybody doing today? CJ Halleck with CJHalleck.com. This is the Daily Hustle Report for February 12th, 2019. Let's hop into it. I'm out here shining, cause I stay grinding. I'm out here shining, cause I stay grinding. Alright, so pretty decent day today, very long day today, and productive. You know, it's one of those things, I've talked to a few people about this here and there, and like, you see the videos like, what's his name, a couple of Navy SEALs, Jocko Willink and his partner that wrote the... they wrote a book together. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but he did a video. It's like 4 or 5 minutes long where they're talking about the importance of waking up at 4 a.m. and how much that helps you get your day started. And I woke up today probably around, it's a little bit before 4 o'clock, but basically it was 4 o'clock. And I was able to get so much done this morning before like anything happened whatsoever. You know, and I did the new, I'm starting doing the daily boost every morning like I used to a few months back. And while I use Anchor to schedule that, I'm not normally up at 4 a.m. every day, 7 days a week. Unfortunately, I think because I brought it back, I think something in my brain was saying, wake up and make sure it published. But anyways, so was going through wrapping up the, what I call it, the compounding content creation strategy, which is basically my training, if you will, that I'm putting together that's going to cover the 86-page content marketing strategy deck that Gary Vaynerchuk put out. I've had a couple people ask questions about that, and so what I'm doing is I'm setting, you know, leading by example, I'm doing the steps, I'm doing the daily videos, I'm doing all this stuff to kind of show the way this is set up right now with about 45 minutes to an hour each evening. It's going to probably produce anywhere between, and everything starts Monday. That's the pre-launch, the start, or the pre-launch week. I'm taking Saturday and Sunday off to prep myself for two crazy weeks. Also, Sunday's my birthday, so probably going to be unplugging for most of the day, aside from, you know, going in and just chopping up, you know, chopping it up online or whatever. But so starting Monday, I'm going to be going through doing all these pieces of content. And the way this works is it's like 45 minutes to an hour each day, and it helps you produce 25, 35, 40 pieces of content that you can, you know, put out everywhere. You're all across all your social media, your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, your personal blog, Medium, like everywhere. So it's something that I'm really, really super looking forward to seeing the results as I do that full time for 2 weeks to see if it helps me hit my goal. It seems a little high, but the goal is to get somewhere. I'd like to get right at 500 people through the Blitz Challenge total within the first, you know, within the month of March. That is the goal. No promise, you know, I know that's a stretch, but that's, you know, why we set goals so we can go after them. So, but anyways, so I got that coming together. You know, I got notes scattered everywhere, and finally starting to get them organized for that. So, other than that, moving down the list, song of the day, Hobson, How You Like Me Now, for two reasons. One, well, first off, parental advisory, explicit content. If you do not like the F word, do not watch or do not listen to that song. It is in the hook. It's repetitive. Just an FYI. But it's got that. You know, you used to say I couldn't make it, and now I'm here, like, how you like me now? Like, kind of like the how you like them apples type thing, right? But the second thing is this line that Swizz says, fire. I don't know if this is going to work. I hope it works. We're about to find out. I'm trying to do this so I can actually see the screen and see if the... Alright, but the I'm so hot dog my 16 should come with mustard line. First time I heard that song, like, I was in. I know it's cheesy, but it's great. So the next thing going down the list is the Kanban task of the day. I put up the big-ass whiteboard. Bang. Been something I've been working on, wanting to get back to my normal self and get my mind working, and it's really hard for, like, and that's why the notes I've been talking about for the last few days, it's because I didn't have the whiteboard. So I got the whiteboard up, been going through some stuff, and really just got to the point where, you know, we had new floors put in and I painted my office and rearranged some stuff. Specifically, the way I wanted to move it is I wanted that wall so I can actually put the whiteboard up, because I had where the Kareem jersey is. It's hard looking at this thing backwards. That entire wall used to be a whiteboard. And so I used that. Not that's what I did a lot of the video trainings with. But I also had a section where I did my videos downstairs a lot, which had the whiteboard downstairs. And so I was waiting, I was trying to get stuff set up to get a friend with a truck on a day that wasn't raining, which is next to impossible lately. And then I was downstairs earlier and I saw the whiteboard down there and I'm like, you know what, I'm doing it. So I just went ahead and took the one downstairs. I'll be recording more up here anyways, because I can use the webcam to capture and my phone. So I get two, you know, and I can get my other phone if I need to, if I need, you know, some crazy effects for whatever reason for a whiteboard video. I don't know. But anyways, it's up. That leads me to the next bullet point, if you will, on the list of topics for today, and that is the final checklist for the launch. All the stuff you saw on that whiteboard is basically the steps mapped out completely on A to Z. So now that I have all of that done, moving into the next bullet point, I can start building a new brand. And what I'm doing with this is for me to get you guys the information in a way that I know you guys can understand, and in a way that I know for a fact that I do not skip any steps. The only way for me to do that is to actually do it with you. There's always something your mind's like, oh yeah, I forgot about. But when you're doing video, I don't want to be doing video and then going, ah, oh, I got it, you know, and finish an entire thing and then have to go back and... So instead of just doing bits and pieces, I'm building the entire thing. New name, new everything. So you guys get to watch step for step as I go through the work with you to build a brand for the Blitz Challenge. So everything starts tomorrow with the recording, so I'm super happy. Because I am going through with the Kanban board project. I initially was going to do Kanban boards with a Z, but the more I looked at it, the more I realized people are going to get confused. Like, is it an S? Is it a Z? How are they going to make sure they're on the right website? Because I didn't even look to see if there was a website with an S, but I don't want to risk that. So, or if there isn't, someone seeing my video or seeing the website and going, I should really do something with that, and then stealing my customers. So, going to be going through, you know, starting with a new name and all that stuff with the videos tomorrow. I did, however, today get, like, the price, the retail price, my profit, costs, like, all that stuff for everything I'm going to be doing. Moving forward, the last little bit was basically putting in work to continue moving forward with the Book of Months challenge. Sounds ridiculous. They're not massive books, but it's just the concept of saying I did that. So I'm doing a book a month. January was a password logbook, which is, you know, and I mention it in the book, I mention it on the blog post on DigiToolBag about passwords and stuff. I don't agree with logbooks, although I do believe it's better than having it on a post-it note on your desk. So I created, you know, and it has it's a few pages of content on how to come up with a good password. That was published in January. This month, earlier this month, I published Naming a Brand, which is the steps I go through to make sure that the domain's available. Well, obviously the steps and what you need in naming a brand, like how long should it be, all that fun stuff. But also like getting your domain, making sure it's available across all social media platforms, all with the same branding. So you're not saying it's, you know, Johnny's Pizza on Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Johnny's underscore pizza. On Facebook, it's Johnny's Pizza 27. Like, you want to make sure it's all, you know, the same. And then, of course, wrapping everything up with a trademark search to make sure that you don't get the cease and desist letters. And then I started today working on the DigiToolBag blog planner. It's going to be similar to the success planner. If you guys have seen this one before, I got, I must have super glued one of my lights on top of this book without realizing it. But anyways, so we got, and by the way, I do DIY lights in the basement studio, but very basic notes on one side, planner page on the other. It's a basic same concept for the blog planner. See, this was supposed to be like my demo, my proof, my original demo. I hate that I got stuff on that. So it's going to be quick, straight to the point, just to basically give you a checklist for each of the blog posts, and a section for you to take notes when you get ideas for new blog posts, kind of like a title, have a section for like notes, just like a brief description of what you want the blog post about, a couple spots for some keywords if you already know, you know, kind of something to get you moving. But anyway, so I got that wrapped up. Well, not wrapped up. Got it started, you know, working on the design and the layout and everything. Because I am only, you know, basically the way I do these is I'm doing one page. And then I'm basically just copy, paste. And it's just going straight to the end. So it's going to be very basic. The one thing I can say I did do that I don't think I covered is the Daily Boost. Be sure to check out the Daily Boost. For those of you who are watching this on Facebook or YouTube, the Daily Boost is a podcast that I'm starting along with the Daily Hustle podcast. Just look up CJ Halleck anywhere where you listen to podcasts. You can go to cjhalleck.com and check out the blog posts for the Daily Hustle report, and it's got a list for the Daily Boost in the top. Right there, little button, so you can go straight to Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. You can also go to Anchor and get a full list of the other six platforms that the podcasts are on. So, other than that, hope everybody has a great day. I've been rambling for way too long. And run through my mind, make sure. Yeah, I think that's all I got for the day. That's it. It's only, you know, coming up on, you know, 5:30, 5:45, something like that. I'm ready for bed. So I will see y'all in the morning. Be great. Stay boosted. Have a great night. Take care. Out here shining.